Sergeant Flint knocked on the door and opened it.
Beg your pardon, Colonel, but there's a lady here to see you. She said it's extremely important.
Colt lifted his brows. It might be good news, he hoped.
Have her come in.
She stepped in the room and nodded.
Good morning. I'm Colonel Harding.
The woman stood there a moment, then nodded. She seemed so nervous that she couldn't speak.
Sergeant Flint, could we have 2 cups of coffee, please? And some of those cinnamon rolls.
But it was Jay Jefferson who 4 years ago had shot presidential candidate Governor Hugh Drake, and who inadvertently had been betrayed at the trial by Martin Karp. That Karp and Jay Jefferson occupied the same body along with 4 other identities had resulted in an insanity decree and Karp's confinement for life here at Belmont.
Jay had to shoot the governor, Karp said after slow consideration. He's sorry he had to kill, but he's also sorry that people don't understand he did it for his country.
Her breath came back when Short called out the end of the 4th round, and she rushed to Tracker's corner, where Duke was still standing.
Duke, he's got to stop, she said.
I already suggested that, he told her. You try.
Tracker,
she shouted. He turned and looked at her, and she gasped at the swollen areas on his face.
Hi, Deirdre.
Tracker, you've got to stop this. He's going to kill you.
You call that support?
He asked her. When I got back to my apartment, I collapsed on the couch, exhausted. Which was worse, I asked myself. Seeing someone you cared for in grief for yourself, or in grief for another man? I knew the answer, and all its implications, and that knowledge had caught up with me too. It was becoming a strain on me. Well, I could deal with it. I would just have to put it aside for a while. I had work to do.